Good morning, Renaud.
Good morning, Oiseau.
Good morning, everybody. It is our Zakef today, number 58. And we are the
Sunday, the 10th of January. This is our second take on Off the Cuff, and we apologize to our listeners for the delay in producing this. We've had to mull around and search some questions and investigate some topics to have something of interest to talk about, and we had to scrap the previous recording and further investigate. So here we are again this Sunday. We'd like to inform our listeners also that Andrea is not with us this Sunday. He is still at home recovering, and we wish that he will be well and up and again and around soon.
That's why it is a Sunday that we are relaxed. We have a kind of today of feeling of relaxations, deep relaxations, because at the same time we are the 10th January. And did you remember, my dear Reno, what's happened 1 year ago for Oroville Radio?
That's true. A year ago, Oroville Radio was commemorating or held an event at the Visitor Center with regard to the assassination attempts in Paris at the Charlie Hebdo. And we would like to actually do more events like that. So that's a very interesting moment in history. And France in the last 2015 year really was pushed and pressed in many ways to confront many issues about.
Yeah. One year after what I realized, it was a big reflection even for us about what we call the liberty of expressions. Okay. Mm. And particularly for the people with humor, they try to do.
Yes, I think there were other things also, separation of church and state, identity of the nation. In fact, this whole reflection that Oroville and the International also has to do with what are the values of a nation, what are the values of its republic, etc., etc., and those superseding or underseding nationality, personal religions, and all of that. So I think there's been a lot, and the whole issue of immigration with the correct, situation of war that we all find. So we've been pushed in many different ways to observe and possibly evolve our reactions and understanding of what's actually happening.
Yeah, anyway, for me, if you authorize me to give my personal feeling, you authorize me today, this Sunday?
Well,
you know, this question
depending
of...
Depending on its value...
You will see, Madame Moreno, but you see the fact to speak all the time about liberty of expressions. Suddenly, I say, "Oh, why not to study or to see what will be a kind of equality of expressions?" Mm-hmm. And in the end, you arrive at this question: what can be a fraternity of expressions? Not only liberty, but also fraternity of expression. So this can be for me a kind of meditations, maybe that. Us, all the performers, all the people in charge of communications, to see what is the difference, what can be a difference between what we call the concept or the approach of liberty of expression, and what can be a new approach called, that we can call fraternity of expressions. This will be, I hope, for this year, our kind of meditations and some experience about this tentative. By this way, this give me maybe today that we have this special music that reminds us that we try to raise up the quality of our culture.
Use our mental capacities.
It reminds me when I was
clear,
a teenager,
vast
Sunday morning,
light
we listen
of its analysis.
Yeah, classic music. Here we have Bach, Concerto in Cello in Bach. Listen up to this music, to have this atmosphere of this special of the cuff. Because, in one way, in terms of diplomacy, I would like to know, Madame Moreno, what will be your vision of Oroville, or what is your relations in terms of citizen of the world, in terms of you are Swedish, if I understood well. So, Madame Moreno, what will be your visions concerning the positions of Oroville, your personal relation with the all the ambassadors, ambassade of the world.
But before answering your question, I would like to first preempt that, so that there is no confusion, that we do understand that in Oroville we are in fact trying to go beyond all of these identities and on our inner path and try and arrive at a more universal truth that is. However, this does not preconceive the fact that we are, does not deny the fact that we are going to celebrate and also put in value the fact that we are a community representing many different nations, and we want an open and transparent relationship with those nations. In fact, it's we regret that the governments of different countries have been so cautious about actually assisting and taking a greater part in Oroville, and perhaps it's also okay considering our own capacity to deal with development and the social context within which we would like it to operate. So perhaps it's a good thing that we don't have that kind of involvement at this point, considering our vision. But in the future, definitely my diplomatic view would be that, if I imagine 20 years ahead, let's take a project of the international zone.
Okay, so it means you have already a kind of idea, a kind of projections that concerning the international zone, maybe it will be a good idea to have now immediately good relations with all the ambassades of the country, even if we are citizens of the world. Don't forget, we cannot reject our own nationality.
Exactly. So the legal matters of it is just something that has to be met with, and like everything that we undertake in Oroville, we should try and put as much transparency, perfection, common sense, and clarity in whatever it is that we're trying to do.
All right. Okay, I understand there is a kind of inner démarche that, for example, when you arrive in Oroville, you want to forget your past, you want to have a rebirth. So, in fact, between us, we know nothing of the past of between each one, is what I realize. We don't know even the family name. But we have to assume that we come from one country, and we have to assume that Oroville have a minimum of administrations to data, public data, to record, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if I understood when we look after Oronet, we can see there is one topic now is about the what we can call the privacy of data, so the privacy of Oroville, and the relation of Oroville with the world, and what can be, what we call between us, public data. So I have one question for you.
Yes.
Very simple. Let's go to take the master list. What is the master list? It is the name. It is there that there is all the official name of the Oroviliens with their name, passport, a minimum of what we call
date of birth, nationality, and it's constantly being upgraded.
Do you think that this master list is from the domain, from the field of privacy, or it is a master list that can be seen also like belonging to the domain of public data in terms of access to the data?
So my answer to that is the master list, it depends, because there are layers to the master list that would or would not be necessary and would not consider public. What layers of information are important? For the visa resident service, having a passport number is important. For the general public, having the passport number may not be important. What may be important for the general public is to know where you live, what age you have, what nationality you have, so that in the larger agglomerated information, trends can be brought out, pinpointed information can be given as and when needed, etc. It's sort of like creating a smart grid. And what's the most interesting to me is if you look at the new, what I consider the new consciousness or path of which the new consciousness uses, creates, has come through. For example, the internet, the fact that information can be shared, all the previous social structural barriers are falling. So I would find it strange for Orville, that is poised towards futuristic consciousness and trends, would not embrace this movement and put it to its best use. Every town, every city has data available so that it has a physical imprint of itself. I think statistics are quite important. And I think having an identity and knowing of one's members in some way or another is an important sense of belonging to a place, because you help to understand the identity of your members, and it, you know, can lead to studying issues, problems, and whatever, and finding solutions. So there are certain things that I think absolutely need to be shared and could be shared, and it's really not that complicated. So to answer your questions, yes, the master list can be shared. What needs to be shared? It's not that complicated to see what can be shared and what needs to be shared only to the persons concerned. So my doctor or my representative or a person working in a particular field that I might not know, there might be somebody coming in and that wants to analyze health issues in Oroville and forecast certain things, you know, having an age grid, etc., etc., might be very helpful. You know, there's a million and one uses, and the more people that can access data, the more studies or, you know, or facilities can be given. So I see it as a totally different way. And I also see Oroville's position with regard to this in a totally different way.
When you speak about Oroville's position, in fact, you speak of some people that they are actually in charge in the organizations to look after this matter.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I think all of us have...
We cannot say Oroville.
No. Well, I think all of us have an idea and a vision of Oroville, and depending on where you are located and what you have been exposed towards, you're going to adjust your vision. So perhaps people that have been exposed to some, you know, very aggressive right to privacy thing have come up with this. What do I know? I'm just looking at it on the larger scale, out of the reaction, immediate, and in the larger horizon of what kind of society, place I would like to live in, the atmosphere I would like to generate and create, the basis of openness that I would ideally like to establish in our administration, because after that, all that is what sort of lends the tone to what one can expect from the citizens. And I understand that it's a back and forth, you know. The more the citizens become unruly, the more draconian the administration feels like it has to be. But my fundamental view is that we're not really different from each other. There is no different. We just have different perceptions and different roles and different capacities. And not leveraging into Oroville's multi-talented capacities, because that idea, you know, not tapping into the goodwill that Oroville actually has would be silly. Thank you for this international discussion on the information. And also really, Wazul, you know, let's give our hats off also to Edward Snowden, who, you know, really brought forward this whole discussion on privacy. The fact is that we know that we're very really being surveyed. So in proportion to what actually can be found out there, what really is available and what we want to put out, we should just be really straightforward and more simple about it.
A special Sunday, a special of the cuff.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ciao.